Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Army supports island communities in the Torres Straits. Army training, a boost for Indigenous communities. Australian Army personnel are in the Torres Strait Islands and until September to deliver community-driven infrastructure projects as part of continuing commitment to First Nations people. With that, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn with Major Ansel Lupke on the line. Major, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, my friend?
So I'm based currently down near Brisbane in Amberley,
yes,
down in southeast Queensland.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a great opportunity, and hats off to Army personnel. Army supports island communities in the Torres Strait. Army train a boost for Indigenous communities. So what were we talking in regarding training, as in fitness or industrial work? Or paint that picture, please, Major.
No worries. I'm part of a contingent that's coming up to the Torres Straits. So I'm the officer commanding. We've got a program that's occurring during the period, so June through to September, October time, called the Army Aboriginal Community Assistance Program. However, this year it's been changed to the Army ALAN Community Assistance Program, to obviously in respect to the community that's up there, and you know, the differences between and culturally between them.
Yes.
From our perspective, what we are looking and what we are doing is providing construction effects, but also training effects and also health support in the Torres Straits. And that'll look like us building some buildings and some infrastructure, and also doing some artisan training, so you know, trade skills provision to the various communities, and then also, you know, in terms of healthcare, there's a variety of different services we're providing as well, from an Army perspective, integral to ourselves.
Fantastic. So from an Army perspective, your dealings are with Army personnel in the communities, or you're just grabbing people from the community to jump on board?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a lot of interactions with the councillors and with GBK up there, and it'll be local community members in terms of the actual training itself. Mm. And then with the construction, we're building general infrastructure for the community to use, and then also for health provision. It's health provision to the communities on the islands that we'll be supporting, but also around the island. So, you know, welcoming as many people as we can provide assistance to as possible.
Fantastic. So opportunity for schools that the community members pick up. Does that open a door, or does it also create a space for probably a potential Army personnel recruiting? Yeah?
Yeah, so the intent is for us to, you know, be up there and from a training perspective provide some more skills so people yes. you know are more possibly employable in the future. From a school's perspective and from a community engagement perspective, we'll be looking to run a few activities while we're up there, looking to integrate with the community and take part in activities, sporting activities. And you know, some of the ceremonies and customs and traditions, looking to have a sort of shared understanding of you know, what the Army is, but also the community, and integrate with the community and understand a different culture and yes. learn a bit more ourselves, and yes. then also looking at providing some information opportunities for members to be able to, or the people in the community to also learn a bit more about the Army and also work with us. And that's what the sort of training will also help us with integrating.
What age are we talking? And are we talking men and women?
Yeah, absolutely, men and women. And I'd suggest in terms of the community engagement and sport participation and talking about Army, all ages. In terms of the training, I believe it's for young adults all the way up to sort of, working age people with, and providing them the understanding of some of the skills that we have and, talking them through how to do certain things in their sort of artisan trades.
Fantastic. So is this an annual thing? How often do you do this, Major?
Yeah, so ACAP itself is a... is delivered every year. It's facilitated by the Federal Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Mm-hmm. This is a joint endeavour between the National Indigenous Affairs Association and the Australian Army.
Yes.
It's aimed to improve environmental health and living conditions for remote Indigenous communities, while also assisting the Army with valuable training outcomes that we also look to do. Yes, conducted annually, but it's been... run since 1997, and I'm sure will continue strongly into the future. The understanding of the various elements that we do and the provision to the community and also allowing us to use some of our skills, really also helps us understand and integrate further into sort of Australia and understand our roots.
Yeah, fantastic. I did mention earlier recruiting. So if you've been running for so long, how has the recruiting been in regard to this space?
Look, we have a number of personnel in our regiment, but also we've got a person in our squadron actually deploying with us whose family come from Arab, which I believe you're also from Arab.
Connection
community.
There, yes.
There is a number of personnel in the engineers, which is what we're part of, that actually hail from the Torres Strait and from other communities around Australia. There is and also the exercise that we run, and we have the exercise called Exercise Saunders, which is also reflected by an individual who was from the Indigenous community, and that was part of the Australian Army, and we look back with fond memories of and understanding of his story and life within the Australian Army. I think it's really good and positive, and also we want to continue to sort of enable that and allow people the opportunities to join the Army and have the best understanding of what they'll be getting into.
Fantastic. Look, hats off to the Army. Great opportunity. Working with Mob in the community, a vision for their future, picking up skills, but also the bridge I'm talking about is building a bridge in regard to communication, cultural exchange. Fantastic, Major, and thank you very much for sharing. And big shout-out to your team and big shout-out to the Mob in the communities up in Torres Strait. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. And honestly, my team here are so excited to get out there, integrate and interact with. There's such a buzz around our area at the moment.
Yes.
So excited to get out there, away from the hustle and bustle of, Brisbane area at the moment.
Yes.
And also provide some positive contributions to the community and interact with, something that's different that we would never have really experienced in our lives.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Thanks for sharing. Major, all the best, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks very much, Trev.
Bye-bye. Beautiful young there. Major Ansel Lipke is his name, and talking about the Army, how the Army supporting communities in the Torres Straits, Army training a boost for Indigenous communities. So members of the 17th Sustainable Brigade will deliver project management, construction, health, vocational training, and mentoring opportunities to remote communities, an opportunity for the people to get involved, maybe a vision to recruit and join the Army. Otherwise, they're picking up skills, so it's a win-win either way. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldy Bun. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, and that's National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416.
Nanja dugunda kalakapa nga bimwe kabula china yupapa tichi kunga yarowa munja nga baringi njugugo Mali watu bubu bubu mo ne tuga kaku kaku
Gotta sabi crockwise if you jiran langa water. Keep a good one eye like your son and daughter. And if you're riding langa boat, keep away from the tide. Mighty crocodile mouth, I'm gonna open up wide. No more hunting by myself. If you're fishing, gotta spear. You gotta always make sure you got another balanier. Cause you no more got a mile at the back of your head. And if a crocodile behind you, he might kill him, but you dead.
Langa river, all I see, you gotta be crockwise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember, yeah, then deadly. If you die langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Langa river all the crossing with them crocodile eye. You might see them but a sign when you drive and got your car. Read them good well at the time if it says not to swim. No more risking but your life on a dare for a swim. Cause crocodile can put him in jail for any waterway. Where you've been swimming around just other week, he might be there today. Even where you reg and digan water safe for swim, you might lose him but you're gonna if you jump right in.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be crocwise. Cause crocodile can hide him in jail langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you die langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Make sure you mob all a little kid can savvy croc wise. Teach him good way but the danger, how to read them but the sign. Make them savvy long ago, some people been gone missing. Mighty crocodile been killing him in my swimming or fishing.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you die langa water, you gotta use your head.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide.
Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you die langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Be crockwise.
National Talk Black.
the southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and east coast waters in working time. Have to sail about. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, sake gubalu. Oh, sake. Sometimes we miss family who wait for us far away at home. As we sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters, our teardrops kiss the waves upon the reef.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It's National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre. Call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. All right, now CEQ champions, healthy start for First Nation infants with baby food range overhaul. not-for-profit remote store operator, Community Enterprise Queensland, CEQ, has reaffirmed its commitment to the health and well-being of children and families in remote First Nations communities with a major update to its infant and toddler food range across all stores. Look, fantastic news there. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Melinda Hammond, our CEO, Nutrition and Health Manager. And we have Melinda on the line. Melinda, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Melinda?
I'm based in Goomai in Cairns.
Okay.
In Corn. Yeah.
Well, you could have came over to the office. Good. We're in Cairns.
I know. I'm just around the corner.
Put the kettle on. Well, good to be yarning with you. So, first of all, let's start with you. Who's Melinda Hammond?
I'm the Nutrition and Health Manager at CEQ, Community Enterprise Queensland.
All right, fantastic. So this is great news. CQ champions health to start for First Nation infants with baby food range overhaul. So, look, that's a beautiful fresh start for our young ones, our babies, which builds a nice strong foundation for the future. So tell us about their very first bite, you could say.
Well, look, as you say, it's that's a healthy start in life. Actually starts with good nutrition, and it's the foundation for lifelong health. And so that's really why our board has made it a priority for us to focus on supporting babies' health and development as a top priority. So that's something we're taking really seriously.
Yes.
And one step toward this is making changes to the baby food range that we stock in our 27 food retail outlets in our remote communities that we service. So yeah, it's been it's really about giving parents better options and cutting through some of the confusion on the shelves. It's actually really tricky buying in supermarkets these days.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on, and it's quite confusing for parents.
So we're talking about educating the staff with the new products that are sitting on the shelves to educate the parents or the consumers. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a bit of both. So what we've done is we've updated the range, so switched out some of the products that were very high in sugar and less nutritious, and we've put more products in that are more, well, we talk about iron-rich in meat-based products and iron-fortified cereals and the veggie-based options. So we've actually reduced the number of unhealthy, increased the number of healthy, and we're prioritising, we're making the healthy cheaper and presenting them to customers and making them more obvious. So we're working with our team members on relaying the shelves and making the healthy ones prominent.
So the food that we did have in there before, like you said, there's more focus on the nutritional side of things and the cost side of things. And like I said, to set that that foundation for an infant's life to the future. Yeah.
That's right. And, I mean, it's really, it's an industry issue at the moment, and we've actually used our colleagues at Food for Health Alliance. We've used one of their bylines or advocacy lines, babies are sweet enough, in our messaging in the store, because they are advocating for government to have tighter standards on commercial baby foods.
Sure.
Because at the moment, it might surprise people, but there's all these harmful sugars that are allowed to be added to our baby's food. And people don't think they're buying sugar, but it's hidden, and it's written on the label as fruit concentrate or corn syrup.
Yeah, they word it wrong. They word it differently. So it's disguised,
as
you said.
Do.
Yes.
And there's 60 names for sugar in ingredients. So we've tried to take some of that confusion and made some of those, supported our customers by selecting the better ones, because we have a team of nutritionists here and we're promoting those because they're better choices.
Exactly. So that in itself then sheds light on the so-called 60-odd names hiding the word sugar, so to speak. The government need to be educated on this as well. I mean, it's deceiving, isn't it?
And I think that's what the Food for Health Alliance, they're advocating to have more national regulation and more transparency on the labels so that the labels actually state what's really in there and don't suggest that it's a healthy option, and then when you actually read the ingredients, there are four different types of sugar in there. Yeah.
Well, congratulations and hats off to CEQ and acronym, that's Community Enterprise Queensland?
Queensland, yes,
yeah, sure.
That's right.
Fantastic.
We have the Abbas and Ibis stores.
Okay, yes, Abbas and Ibis stores, yep, fantastic. Which are the stores in the communities, remote communities, and it's very important that this is important space there when we're talking about. What about the freight side of things? I mean, like you said make things cheaper. Freight is a big issue too, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, that's one of the challenges of operating operating businesses in remote communities. It's very expensive to move product to those locations, and it's a challenge for everyone. But that's something that, fortunately, at the moment we have the Queensland Government freight subsidy for remote communities, mm-hmm. and we're very pleased to be able to offer that at our supermarkets, and we've signed on for that. So for a series of lines, there are a 20% discount applied, and that's a Queensland Government initiative. Yeah. But it's helping with freight, the cost of freight, but more needs, that needs to be continued because it's just really difficult for community to afford healthy food if there are other costs too.
Well, fantastic. Well, this is a start, you know, so very important. And look, a great concept, great idea, and a team effort, I would say, in more ways than one. But thank you for your yarn, Melinda, and all the best to your team, your staff, and keep doing it. Let's get our babies healthy from the get go.
Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, eh?
Bye bye.
Bye, Melinda. There it is. That's Melinda Hammond. Her name is CEQ, Nutrition and Health Manager. CEQ champions Healthy Start of the First Nations Infants with Baby Food Range Overhaul. And CEQ, acronym for Community Enterprise Queensland. And under that umbrella is ABIS and IBIS. And a lot of mob up there in the Cape and Torres Straits know of ABIS and IBIS. But it's about having a healthy start when life begins with good nutrition. And that's something that they're taking very seriously, is what Melinda said, which is fantastic. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. Deadly program, National Talk Black.
Come, ya little bro, bro, come, ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip out, go T.I. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton, low passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see your war. If I know low boat, I low dinghy. You achieve an island too. If you look sea wide from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go T.I. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton, blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see you more. If I know low boat, I low dinghy. You achieve an island too. If you look sea wide from long way, you savvy me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take your flip boat, go T.I. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, cotton, blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see you. Come here, little bro, bro, come. come, yeah, you run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a float boat, go tea, yeah, I won't be back till Friday.
Till Friday.
I'll buy you Mary Chicken Island Rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sandy, if not,
say she a wolf.
So if you wait for me, Lord Sandbeach, if not,
say she a wolf.
Say she a wolf.
Hey, you used my boat last. No petrol. Where's the petrol?
We all want a place to call home. That's why the new Queensland Government is investing $2 billion in infrastructure like transport, water and power to get land ready to build homes sooner. To support first home buyers, we've removed stamp duty on new builds. We're delivering 53,500 new social and community homes by 2044. And we're unlocking more rental supply by lifting subletting restrictions. Search a place to call home. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It's National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Daily title here, Murray Gummers, from local legends to international ambassadors. The Murray Gummers, a powerhouse of First Nations talent, have dominated the Queensland Murray Carnival and Mackay All Blacks Carnival for 3 years straight. But 2025 is their biggest year yet. They've been invited by Samoa NRL to take on the international stage. Their junior and women's squad will proudly represent our culture, community and spirit across Pacific. But they can't do it alone. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Jacinta McAvoy-Gaya, Jara Kaya McAvoy-Turpin, and Layla Geck, got them on the line, and a very good morning to them. Hello, you there? Hello, ladies.
Hello, yes, we're here.
How are you all?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
Good. So we got Jacinta.
Yep.
Jara Kaya.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Layla.
Hello.
Well, how deadly are you, sisters?
Yeah, we're pretty deadly.
Thank you. Shut your mouth. Kick it to me. So, look, tell us your journey. So where are you all based? First of all, Jacinta, who your mob, where are you from, sister?
Hey, so I'm a proud Kalalee Wanganjangalingu and Waka Waka woman.
Yes.
All my family's from down southeast Queensland and central Queensland. And we've got Jerakiah here.
That's your sister?
That's my daughter, my eldest daughter, yes.
Well, shut up, mother and daughter playing on the field.
Yeah, so her family's up there. She's a Kukutaipen and Barbara Mjidinji Mumble girl. So that's her country up there in Cairns. We're based here in Townsville at the moment.
Okay, rightio. So mother and daughter playing league. So before you get on the field, you tell that daughter, make sure she clean her room before she gets on the field. You know, shut up. You can still do the mother thing. Yeah, that's good. And Layla, who your mob were you from, sissy?
Yeah, I'm from Jabakai Moss, up in Taranda.
Oh, Jabakai, yes.
Queensland.
Yes.
Oh, just outside Cairns, sorry, up in Queensland.
Yeah, too deadly.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, so did you all play in the same team?
Yeah, we do.
We've all played alongside each other.
Where was that? Was that in the Mackay All Blacks Carnival first?
I coached that, and Jerakai and Layla played together, and then they both, these were both the captains of the two the 3 years that we've won undefeated, Layla and Jericho has been the captain for them team. So
yeah, sorry, we'll just repeat that. The 3 years where you've won and been undefeated.
Yep.
Shut up.
Layla and Jericho has been the captain.
Too deadly. And then from Mackay All Blacks Carnival, you went to the Queensland Murray Carnival.
Yeah, so we started originally in Brisbane at the QMC Murray Carnival in 2022. And that had a range of girls coming from up in the Cape, Northern Territory, Palm Island.
Yes.
That's where it originated from, Palm Island, when they had the young Barracudettes girls.
Yes.
And everyone just wanted to play with us. So we ended up changing the name to Murray Gummers then.
Mm.
And we had some girls from Cherbourg and Toowoomba in Northern New South Wales. So we've got women from everywhere that plays for us. And for us, and in 2022, we won down there undefeated. But then 2023, we had four junior girls teams. Three compete in Brisbane and one compete in Mackay. And they took both carnivals out.
Both carnivals out. It's like you're just putting a kettle on and having a cup of tea. It sounded like so easy for you, Mob. Undefeated, winning carnivals left, right and centre. Shut up.
True. And then last year we had one of our biggest years.
Yeah.
We had our first ever women. So all the girls that have started with Murray Gummers since 2022 have gone into women. So we did our first ever women's, and out of eight teams in the Murray Carnival, we finished third above, you know, how many other women's teams. For the first ever time, we finished third, which was good. We made semifinals.
Yes.
And then our juniors, under-16s and under-18s girls took out, and they took the trophy home this last year.
Oh, deadly.
Yeah.
So deadly. And they say, you know, Gummers can do anything.
Absolutely.
Represent. Now, what are you doing? You're going to Samoa, are you, for Carnival over there? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so we've been invited to Samoa by NRL Samoa, and we leave on the 30th of August, and we stay over there till the 11th. The girls will be playing in both Savai and Apia at Apia Park.
Yeah.
We're the first ever Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander grassroots women's team, and young girls.
Yeah.
We've got a 17 under-17s and a women's going over to play. And because a lot of the girls over there, they don't play, or they're not privy to have, you know, that sort of cultural exchange with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So it's going to be all new to them, and vice versa. It's going to be new to our girls also. So a lot of our girls are still in the process, especially, you know, from Yarraba and Palm Island and Cherbourg and Wooree, getting their passports and that. So it's going to be an eye-opener. We've been invited to a few villages in Savai and in the main island where Apia.
Yeah.
And, so we've got... We've been invited to a few villages, and we're going to be attending churches and their feastings and things like that.
Beautiful.
So it's going to be a big
cultural exchange as well, yes.
Yeah.
So you're ready to go shake a leg there, do your thing over there as well?
I don't know. These girls might be doing hula now.
Yeah, shake it. Yeah. Don't break it.
Go, Kyle. Yeah.
You got it. Hey, that's not your walk. That's not your hip. So listen, with that, girls, when you just look, I said Gummers can do anything. I mean, when you look at rugby league as a sport, for example, and we just had the New South Wales Queensland State of Origin. Unfortunately, the Blues won, but whatever, you know. There's an opportunity
they need some Murray Gummers on there.
That's what I'm just going to say. They need a bit of colour there. So the NRL W would be then looking at you guys playing in these tournaments. Because there's scouts that are looking at you girls. You've been stepping up. Before you know it, you're playing for Parramatta or playing for the Cowboys, or you know, doors can open. And before you know it, a $600,000 contract, sister. Which way?
Which way?
You know, that's right. Well, congratulations, girls, and so proud of you. And too deadly.
Thank
and doors
you.
Can open up.
Thank you.
So you got a jobs on top of that, don't you? What do you do work wise, girls?
I'm a full-time property manager for an Aboriginal corporation out in Cairns.
Okay.
We're looking for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people into affordable housing,
okay.
Looking
yep.
after them and that type of thing.
Good,
so I
yes.
do that full-time now.
Yep.
Yeah, Kyle?
I just finished a TAFE course for engineering.
Good.
Too deadly,
yep. And which way, Mum?
So I'm project officer. I've been a project officer for 6 years now. So
totally.
I was, working for a big organisation. Now I've come back to community grassroots and,
good.
Yeah, doing a lot of the projects and stuff like that. So I'm doing that. So,
yes.
Yeah, so working and, you know, all the girls are workers and, you know, a lot of the mums, we've got some mums that are coming. So we've got full-time mums and workers and, you know, outside of work is
beautiful.
Us trying to fundraise money and,
yeah.
and get the girls over there, you know.
So how can people offer? Can they have you got a GoFundMe page or how do people help donate?
Yeah, so if you go onto Google and Google Murray Gummers,
M-U-R-R-I,
Gummers, D-U-M-M-A-Z.
A-Z.
We've got a GoFundMe page there and all the funds go towards our flights.
Good, okay.
We also do have Flight Centre. They're one of our sponsors. On the 30th of May down in Brisbane, we're going to be playing in a carnival, like a game, sorry, I should say, where we verse Flight Centre. So they've offered us out.
Oh. If you win, you get free flights.
Yeah,
your own private jet.
Challenged us.
Get
they
your own private
Murray
jet.
To a tough
yeah, I said win that game, get a private jet, and you become a Donald Trump fan.
Yeah, we'll come pick you up then.
Shut up.
And yes. Yeah, we've got Bo De La Cruz is going to come on.
Ah, Sister Bo, yes. Good.
Yes, and we're versing Flight Centre, and we also got another event, a NAIDOC Gala down in Brisbane on the 5th of July, where we're going to have people like... he's a singer. He's called. His name is Say True God. I don't know if you know him.
Say True God.
Yeah, that's his stage name.
Oh no! I haven't come across
the
brother.
Yeah, so he's an Aboriginal, and I think he's Polynesian also.
Okay.
And he's going to be performing down there.
Yes.
And we've got some Samoan performers and singers and Jaunty Blair, one of the comedians.
Yes. Too deadly.
And the former Lord Mayor of Brisbane. He's going to be. Doing our auction, so we've been donated a Yidiki from JW Didgeridoos.
Yes,
and so we've been, if any artists or craftsmanship want to donate, or if anyone want to donate vouchers or you know things like that, anybody like you know black businesses or whatnot, we do have an auctioneer who's going to be doing it. The former Lord Mayor Graham Quirk from. In Brisbane.
Yes.
He's going to do the auction for us that night. And you got VIP tickets. So it's like we're going to do... And all funds raised goes towards the girls to get
beautiful.
Over to Samoa.
Yeah.
And,
you mob should get in touch with the NRL. They should be supporting you, honestly.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can try and get in touch with them and get them to...
Yeah, if they're listening. If they're listening, hello. This is grassroots here. Yep. Well, good yarning with you, ladies. Congratulations to Deadly. Big shout out to the team.
Do you want to say anything, you girls?
Which way?
No, I play front row.
We appreciate everyone's support already. And
yeah.
The girls, I know the girls are keen. I'm keen.
Good.
So let's just get to Samoa.
Yeah, too deadly.
I'm very keen to play since I started playing in 2022 under 15 at Murray Carnival.
Yes.
And I'm ready to lead another win this year for our girls.
Yeah, good.
Captain.
Good.
Hey, who's the
big
captain?
Hey, too deadly. Represent. Well, you lean from front, and whether you like it or not, my sisters, you are now mentors for our young sisters living their lives. So just keep doing what you're doing. You are leading the way. So proud of you. When you get to the top, don't forget us.
No, we
know where you live. Don't act. All right, too deadly, ladies. Thank you for your yarn. All the best, eh?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Jacinta McAvoy Gaia, Jarakaya McAvoy Turpin, and Layla Geck. And that's a mother and daughter, and plus a young sister there, and undefeated playing rugby league in many carnivals. And now they're off to Samoa in regarding the carnival over there. So it looked fantastic. They kick butt in Mackay All Blacks Carnival and also Queensland Murray Carnival Knockouts as well. So look too deadly. And NRL should be looking at these girls in regards to scouting, looking at opportunities and paving the way for them. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Don't forget that GoFundMe page. Help and support those young sisters. Murray Gummers, Google that. Murray Gummers, MURRIGUMMAZ, Murray Gummers, at outlook.com. And chuck some coin there, if we all threw a dollar each. There you go. And they'd be flying there and back. to Delhi. Have you sang Yanup song, National Talk Black?
Yeah. National Talk Black. Yeah. HB. I'm gonna make a name for y'all. All my indigenous people, this one for y'all. From the east to the west, they label me indigenous. I'm one of many blessed, bringing you the vocal effects. From the gay now's nest, my wings flap until they stop. I be dropping these island warrior raps. I'm just a typical black, so I suggest you lay back. Listen to this fella rip off the mic on this track. I'm on a mission, no time for comers dialing my digits. Interfering with time for rhymes and beats that I'm mixing my true ambitions. I'll prove it ain't no counterfeit play. I know if you're listening closely, then you might know what I'm saying. I don't spray, my rhymes flow smoothly onto the page. A quintessential rapper coming out of the straight. So while I continue to glow and flow, yeah, I know that the bass, the rhythm and the vibes in your face. It's the baller with a capital P. I'm putting it down for the HB. You ballers can't see me. You ballers can't see me. East Coast, the far north is where I'm dropping my rhymes. Indigenous people around, are you feeling my vibe? Let me stop, drop and roll it and just keep it alive. Cause I'm a Holloway's critter till the day I die. Picked up the mic and started spitting, gave you all a surprise. Yeah, we creeping on the come up and coming up on the rise. It's time for my people to stand up and be recognized. Cause we sick of being harassed by cops and government lies. Every day is a struggle, everywhere is the same. Where there's people causing trouble, where the first they blame. I'm sick of these games, these ways and the lack of respect we get. So I wrote rhymes, now I'm ready and set to blow. Stick a finger in the police face. This fat beat is like a repeat of the Mabo case. These politicians are afraid to look me straight in the eye, cause they know that my people are coming up on the rise. What?